I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law that aims to bring more young people into the civic conversation. Mike Smith has more.
High schoolers of legal age to vote will be able to take 2 hours out of their school day to cast their ballot thanks to a new law. Governor J.B. Pritzker praised the efforts of both students and elected officials who made it possible, saying they
recognized how important it is not only to vote, but to make the act of voting as accessible as possible for all who can vote.
Schools still maintain control over which hours students are allowed to be absent to vote. The law takes effect this summer after the primary election. I'm Mike Smith.
And early voting in the Illinois primary begins next month, and the state's automatic voter registration system is under scrutiny. Elected officials from both parties want answers about how more than 500 non-U.S. citizens were registered. Matt Dietrich, a spokesman for the State Board of Elections, says only a small portion actually voted.
There were only a total of 19 ballots cast over three different elections by these 16 individuals. You have certain individuals who voted in multiple elections.
Secretary of State Jesse White and his office took responsibility for the error and say the glitch is resolved. Automatic voter registration is available when people get a driver's license or state ID. Some Republicans called for suspending automatic registration. Democrats plan a hearing next week to find out what went wrong and how to prevent it from happening again. A group of wheelchair-bound activists were charged $25,000 to travel on an Amtrak train to Bloomington Normal from Chicago. The rail service is now getting rid of that pricing policy. The company says they charged extra to reconfigure train cars to accommodate wheelchair users. In a statement, Amtrak also said it wasn't meant to be applied in this case. On Monday, Amtrak agreed to accommodate everyone at the regular rate of $16 per person. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office determined last month's death of rapper Juice WRLD was an accidental overdose of the opioid oxycodone and codeine. The 21-year-old rapper went into convulsions at Midway International Airport December 8th while federal authorities searched a private plane he was on. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. While much of southern Illinois is dealing with a rain event, the further north you travel, people are dealing with a wintry mix of precipitation and in some cases snow. The National Weather Service's 1 to 3 inches of snow could fall in our far northern areas, particularly in Clinton, Fayette, and Marion counties, and in points north and west. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow evening for those counties in southern Illinois and central Illinois, and that includes portions of the Metro East toward Springfield as well. With illness and inclement weather preventing some from giving blood, the American Red Cross is extending its urgent need for donations. Regional Red Cross spokesperson Joe Zidlow says the weather over the past couple of weeks has forced the cancellation of some blood drives.
14 to 15 that total were canceled within the region and about 350 uncollected units. So that's real important for people to get out when they can, when the weather's good, and we want everybody to be safe first and foremost. And obviously, if you're feeling well, we want you to get out too.
The greatest need is type O blood donations. That's because that's the most transfused, and O negative can be given to any other blood type. You can find a listing of upcoming blood drives at redcrossblood.org. Meanwhile, the State Fire Marshal's Office has tips for keeping your home safe from carbon monoxide during the winter months. Carbon monoxide, or CO, is a colorless, odorless gas and can be very dangerous. Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Fultz says you should never use your gas range or oven as a heat source, and also make sure your chimney flue is open when you use your fireplace. I'm Jennifer Fuller.